What happened during that walk? There were no witnesses to the events that took place in the forest. For want of witnesses, there was no gossip. At least, not at first. But one does not have to be a genius to deduce from later events what took place under the canopy of summer foliage that evening. It would have been something like this. They walked along, chatting idly and breathing in the remains of the sun's heat, and with it the beginning of something darker, the forest and the night. Then, "Have you thought how similar Isabel and Sibylla are?" Isabel said carelessly. Charlie glared. "The sounds of the names, I mean, almost interchangeable, wouldn't you say?" She sent a sharp glance at her brother, forcing him to understand. "Roland and I are going to walk a bit farther, but Sibylla's tired. You stay with her." Isabel took Roland's arm. Charlie looked coldly at Sibylla. She stared back at him, mouth slightly open. When he turned back to where Isabel had been, she was already gone. Only her laughter came back to him from the darkness, her laughter and the low rumble of Roland's voice. He would get his own back later. He would. Time and time again, she would pay for this. In the meantime, he had to vent his feelings somehow. He turned to Sibylla.